So it's Thursday, the 10th of February. Beautiful day. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 27. Of course it is.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a line airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, and welcome to episode 27 of the Sodcast. And boy, oh boy, do I have a cracking show lined up for you today. I do indeed. I do, of course, have my plant of the week, my tool of the week. There are many out there, says you, some of them looking to get voted into the hierarchy of Ireland's political world. But this is all about plants, and this is, of course, as you are well aware, a politics-free show. I have your oddities this week, and I do have everything you should and shouldn't be doing in the garden. Let's crack on with the show. I have an amazing first up, a really, really, really amazing first up. Okay, so here's the story. Yesterday, the day before, was it the day before? Tuesday, I was having a mic take session with Nick McGivney. I just so happened to be sitting in front of the computer. Nick was talking about running a marathon, and I just commented back to him saying, Nick, I'd go out and have a belly full of gargle the night before. I'd probably win the feckin' thing. Stephen O'Leary jumped on board, well known for wearing delightful suits, and I was suggesting that O'Leary Analytics might turn up going across the finishing line in a lovely tux or something along the lines of. On the serious side of it, I got talking to Nick off computer screens. And I rang him and I said, listen, what's the story with this? He said, essentially, that Temple Street Children's Hospital need to raise a fair few bob. They want to buy some really cool equipment. They're doing this half marathon down on Achill Island, beautiful part of the world. If you've never been, highly recommend you should go. You need to raise 650 bills, 650 euros. But you go down, you run the half marathon, and there you go. Everybody's a winner. So, in short, and this is a tough one for me, because I suppose it's something I don't really want to discuss because I don't. So if you'd like to talk to me about it, you know, you can phone me or you can ask me off the record and I'll speak off the record. But I don't want to speak on the record about why Temple Street is so close to my heart. But it's recent and it's extremely personal and it's within my family. So you can kind of do the maths if you've been even in any way following the blog, but I still haven't discussed it on air, so I'm not going to get into trouble. There's no bones about it. It's just quite close to my heart. And I think I and probably a whole host of others, as far as I've been told from the amount of emails, the amount of texts and the amount of calls that I've got, everybody seems to have a little bit of a soft spot for Temple Street, and generally speaking, for good reason. So it's for a really good cause. So here's the really, really nice bit, and here's the positive out of all of this. Breathe. I put up a post yesterday on the blog, and essentially I said, how do you put it into easier words? Well, I titled the post, Temple Street Half Marathon, give me 650 euro. Thank you, please. I like you. And I left it at that. And as it stands at this moment in time, as it stands in less than 24 hours, so far I've raised 559 euro. If I had one of those Chacho host Les Dawson clapometer things, I'd say it would be gone off the radar. I think I commented yesterday that I felt like going and watching Bridget Jones' Diary, which I never flipping will, just to give somebody an idea of the emotion of how I kind of was feeling. Absolutely just gobsmacked, really gobsmacked, blown away. And a huge list of names, and I'm going to give them all to you. So Yvonne Delaney, Anthony McGuinness, Sarah Kelleher, Jason Rowe, Anonymous, Neve Hayes, James Kelleher. Are you in your relation to Sarah? Anonymous, two Anonymous, Jenny Long, Simon Kenny, Julie Benson, and Anonymous. That's Anonymi. I wonder, is that the plural? There was also Aidan Stell of Priority Engineering gave me 40 quid. That's a tenner for each child, in his own words. And Mary Stevenson, the lady who was looking for rushes up in Hoat in North County Dublin, an absolute lady, gave me a few bob today. And, oh, Mary, how are you? There's a Mary Ella who gave me 20 euro as well. Wow, 559 squids. So I'm almost there. So 650 quid is all I need 91 quid is what I need. And other than that, you know, thanks. It's, yeah. So, sorry, but it's a toughie. It is. Anyhow, the funny bit out of all of this was when I put out the post to Temple Street, Half Martin, April 8th to the 10th, give me 650 euro. Thank you, please. I like you. I did offer, you know, a sponsorship of the blog for the month and sponsorship of the podcast and sponsorship of the whole lot. I know there that I haven't reached my limit yet, but if you want, that offer is still there. And maybe we can help somebody else raise their money to get there. So that offer still stands if you want to do it. I also offered in there a signed photograph of me in a pair of shorts, and I'll even frame it for you. How's about that? Yeah, okay. Maybe that's the reason why nobody signed up for that one. I don't know. Straight on with the good stuff and the gardening. I need to give a note and a shout out to the guys at Electro Maintenance Limited. They're in Baldoyle Industrial Estate, and there's a photograph up there of my starter motor that went on Wednesday. The guys at electromaintenance.ie had one, were the best priced out there. I didn't get any kudos. They don't know that I'm Peter Donegan and I'm amazing. They just were literally the best value by about half the price. Well, not by about half the price, but I think it was like 150 quid ex-VAT. And I was being quoted somewhere in the region of 260 elsewhere. It's for a Dayu Musso banger Jeep, and they had one. Really nice lads. Anything I can do to help you? No, actually, you've done everything. So credit where it's due. I took a photograph at the front of the shop and notoriety on the blog. And I think that's fair. And I think it's right. So there you are. If you're looking for a starter motor or anything to do with electronics for vehicles, they're the lads to call, apparently. I don't know what else they do, but they do starter motors where most people didn't. Straight on to gardening. First plant of the week is the Mahonia. It's in flower at this moment in time. It amazes me the amount of people who say, yeah, that's a chair going up and down. Amazes me the amount of people who say, you know, garden, quiet time, blah. You must be joking. You must be joking. Take a look at that. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got, Super Tramp. It's a phenomenal plant. It's such a resilient plant in a world gone mad. That plant is sitting in a garden literally along the coast of Howth, which, as regards taking a battering from the elements, that is absolutely going to get it right in the neck. And as you can see, not a problem with it, and flourishing where everything else has gone wrong. Plant of the week, tool of the week. Yeah, I was up in this garden that I'm working on in Howth, and yeah, it was a bit overgrown, kind of leggy in parts, and it needed a bit of muscle, but it needed precision muscle, if that makes sense. And whilst I am very helpful in that department, the Felco lopping shears, it's an expensive piece of kit. This isn't 20 quid of lopping shears with a super duper window cleaner attachment. This just does the job. Now let me put in context, my secateurs is a Felco. I've had it 11 years. It's a bit like Trigger's brush, you know, Trigger from Only Fools and Horses. Yeah, it's had 13 heads and 22 handles, but still the same secateurs. And that's the beauty about the Felco. When one part goes, you can literally replace, and you take the whole thing apart. Where on other brands or non-brands of lopping shears, what I find is that the handles tend to bend when you give it a little bit too much to do. I highly recommend it. If you're looking at the images for the photographs, you'll see this. The next one down is a mama of a Formium. Talk about, I won't say wrong plant in the wrong place, but what I will say is the Formiums tend to grow like, how would you say it? You know those dairy lee cheese triangles? If you got a whole bale of them and then just
put them all on their sides together and mush them all together. They tend to grow like just flaps, just layered in on top of each other. It's a bit odd, but the photograph will kind of explain it. Well, that one won't, but the next photograph after will. I think it's about, we're at photograph number 4 here. There's not really a way to do this. What you should do is you should get the garden fork out and you dig the plant up and you put 2 forks down into the middle of the formiums back to back and then you pull them apart. Is this making sense to you? I should do a blog post on this separately. If you're confused or you're not getting it, just leave a comment or an email or something and let me know. I'll can explain it a bit better in detail. But that's what you're supposed to do. And you divide all of these dairy cheese triangles, if this is making sense to you. Just think about it like on a kitchen table. Get 5 of them, put them together, and then put 2 forks down the middle and push them apart. That's not far off the mark of analogies. Okay, problem is when you get 500 dairy cheese triangles, or in this case, to analogize backwards to the plant, it gets too flipping big. Sometimes, just sometimes, you just can't get at it. And garden fork, unless the garden fork is made the size of a JCB, is not going to absolutely do anything at all. So, do you remember last week's tool of the week? I think it was the Mattox. The Mattox, it's like a pickaxe, except one end has got a head on it that's about 4 or 5 inches wide. Yeah, take a look at it. It's there. So, brains to burn here, got in it. Me and the Formium had a fight. The Mattox won. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Now, I know some people say a weed, definition of a weed is a plant growing in a place where it's not wanted. If that's the case, then this was a weed. In reality, the plant should have been divided about 2 seasons ago. It wasn't. And this is something that I said in the post, which is, what's it called again? The Cheater's Guide to Growing Your Own. And what I had said in that one was, look, there's a point in gardening in particular, and weather aside, where you see tomatoes fruiting on a plant, for example, in somebody else's garden. And you go, whoo, we should get some of them. But it's kind of too late. The whole role of any plant on this planet is to reproduce. It's why pretty flowers, it's why it fruits, it's why sticky backs cling to your jumper, it's what cleavers, some people call them. It's all of those things. It's why there are apples, it's why there are oranges, it's why there are birds, bees. Okay, you know the rest. Get a calculator and draw a matchstick man if you don't understand me, but you get where I'm coming from. So anyway, back to this Formium. Essentially, there was no real alternative for the plant. It just got a bit too big for its boots. It needed to be shifted. And in the case of, I can't remember who wrote this quote, but it's one of these, it's E.R. Janes, or I bought it. Remember, there's a great book sale up in Hotz. At the Scout's Den. Don't know whether it's still there. Maybe someone will be able to tell me. But I think it's E.R. Janes. It's about 1923. One of these really old books. And I don't know. It's like a bit Lady Chatterley kind of style, kind of speak. And the quote, well, it is in my head. But the quote was always, one should remember that gardens are primarily for people and not plants. And in this case, human wins and plant takes a legger. If you skip down to the second last photograph, what you'll see, that's a ceanotus plant that again should have been cut back about 2-3 years ago. Okay, so what happens? The woody growth, and you can see I trimmed off the side of it so I could get a good side profile. The lopping shears is in there, so it'll give you an idea of height. And what you will see is 1, 2, 3 years old growth. Why it's gone so woody and why it's gone so tall is because all of the other plants are around it. And it's stretching towards the light. What you'll see then is from the branches of that plant is it's going to a layer of almost twigs before eventually you get to the top inch or so, and then you get green on top. The photograph I've left out of there are the plants left and right of it, because what they're doing is they're all going woody as well, because they're trying to get away from your man because they need their own light as well. All of a sudden it's stretching across the grass and you've got bald patches. And this comes back to a post I wrote a long, long time ago called Garden Hygiene. And garden hygiene is essentially once a year. It's not derogatory. It's not insulting in any way. It's just garden hygiene is the term that's put on it. And what garden hygiene says, or what it suggests or tries to get you to do, trim back the plants once a year. The likes of lavender in particular. Lavender doesn't go as woody. What that does after about 3 seasons is it can't produce hardwood. It produces like a cardboard, and the cardboard gets a bit wet and then it turns to slop, flop, breaks, falls apart. I pay no attention, by the way, here. I pay no attention to the books that say in the month of the third week in October, you should cut back the blah, 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 blah. It's not about that. If you haven't cut back your garden for 5 years, any time is a good time to do it. And once you cut it back, then you turn around and go, well, I don't like him, I don't like him, and I don't like him. Now, if you can donate the plants, that's one thing. If you can't, then you just got to go, X marks the spot, he's gone. A bit too vigorous, grows a bit too... But the whole backtrack on this comes back to two things. One, good garden design. And in the good garden design, what I'm suggesting is good planning of your planting. So if you want a plant that will only grow to 5 foot tall, you have option number one to buy it in a 3 foot tall, 4 foot tall, 5 foot tall or lower. On that note, what I will say is the longer any plant spends in the one space within a nursery, the longer it spends, the more costly it's going to be. Like renting a home, the plant is renting a space there. If a nursery can turn a plant around within the space of 3 months, that's why a bedding plant only costs you 50p. And that's why a Japanese maple can cost you 200 euro if you feel like it. Do you get where I'm coming from? Slow growers. So what I look for in inverted commas lower maintenance gardens is plants that, if they want to grow to 5 foot tall maximum, only cut off point, and I buy them at 3 foot tall and their growth per annum is, let's say, 2 inches per year, then the maintenance, if I go back to maintain your garden, is a bag full of clippings rather than the pile of leaves you see there for the Phormium. Okay, the final photograph there, as you can see, is the hedge cutting in Ballybohol. Now, what you see is a plant getting a beating by a flail mortar. The point I make, and the reason why I bring that up, is because on one hand, you've got delicate plants that need to be maintained and dealt with carefully, treated properly. And on the other hand, you don't have a plant that'll take any kind of battering. You really want it to. But the point is that the right plant has been chosen for the right place. Does that make sense? And so the maintenance of it, be it by big machine or be it by hand and secateurs, becomes extremely easy. But the thought process was there at the very, very start. Straight into this week's oddities, Jenny Fox. Yeah, really good article here up on journal.ie. I left my comment there. I didn't do a blog post on it. Really well worth a read. And it's also been taken up in a different angle by the guys at The Observer. Newswhip did a really nice one actually as well on Ireland are going to run out of landfill in about 8 years' time. Whew, makes you think. Paris Flowers, Jane. Yeah, Jane did a really... I love this article. And it goes back to the... I like the old school train of thought in here. I like the remembering the old gardeners. And there are people in my life, from my grandmother to my granddad, from Brother Coleman, old Mara's brother, who taught me, you might say, the basics, and I've so much to thank for it. And Jane takes a kind of a somewhat that kind of style of approach. I really, really liked it. On a slightly different note, Anthony McGuinness. Anthony has a house plant that he calls Planty, and Planty apparently has found some unwanted friends. What can I say, folks? I think, as they say in Top Gear, on that bombshell, whatever you do in the great outdoors this weekend, please let me know how you get on. Do enjoy. And bye for now. Oh, quick one. Thanks again to everyone for the Temple Street dash. More than you realise. Slán, bye. Ciao.